Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the Emden Studios. Sam Webb, Brian Cook from MGO Blog, Ed Fang from the Power Rank, and Craig Ross, who I promised would start us off coming out of the break. You remember what point you were going to?
I actually don't, but one thing that
the privilege of age.
Yeah. But one thing that sort of bothers me as a fan is, what did Beilein say to these refs that got them so worked up? And we'll never know, because he's never going to tell us, and he's never going to say what the response was. And
here's what I speculate. He said nothing that warranted him being ejected from that game.
That's my guess.
And why can I say that? He hasn't been thrown out of a game in 40 years.
That's true. But I also,
in 40 years.
He was pretty worked up. When
he was more worked up after they tossed him.
That's
true, too. But he was pretty worked up for John Beilein, even
for the
first
game. Like I said, you know,
I'm worked up for Mr. Rogers. But, I mean, and so it is.
What?
Mr. Rogers.
You don't remember Mr. Rogers?
I know who Mr. Rogers neighborhood is. But
well, like, because for John Beilein to be sort of worked up isn't like 10 seconds of Fran McCaffrey on the sidelines. He's ready to explode every second.
So. You know, they have, like, the Tiger now sings the song. It's weird because my kid's watching Daniel Tiger and he's like singing the song. I was like, that's not your song. Anyway, we can continue talking about sports.
I have no idea. I don't. You know, my kid is 5. He watches a lot of shows. That's one he hasn't watched.
It's okay.
Ubiquitous.
Okay.
It's okay that he doesn't watch it.
Your kids watch it?
No, they're too old.
They're a little old. Okay. But
he learns about his emotions. So he's like, I'm frustrated. Like, well, let me tell you, kiddo. Been there very recently.
Hey, so what do you guys think of? We could close out with this. So Michigan hockey, they play Notre Dame, and of course, Brian Kelly goes all.
Oh, we're talking about Brian Kelly.
Yeah, a little smack talk. We could get Michigan hockey in there as well. What do you think about the? You know, it was some kind of relief for the audience. Did you get bent out of shape about it?
I can't do better than at Internet Raj, who's a great Twitter follow, who said maybe you should stick to negligent homicide, coach.
That's where my thoughts went, and then I read that tweet, so I just hit a heart and started typing it myself.
One is kind of like, you know, all fun. The other one, it gets real serious.
I don't have a lot of fun with Brian Kelly.
Okay, I hear you.
I mean, I don't see what the upside was for Kelly, but whatever.
Well, just get your shots in. You won. Yeah, get your shots in. Yeah.
It's called pandering to your base.
To your crowd. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How about Michigan hockey, though?
They're not going to the tournament unless they win the Big Ten tournament, which is kind of disappointing. But, you know, you look at their forward core without Josh Norris, they don't have anyone who's approximating an NHL forward except maybe Lockwood. And that's kind of the result of, you know, Berenson hangs on for a long time. There's a lot of uncertainty. So you have kids like a 20-year-old guy from like an overager who didn't even score very much, who comes in and is a really important part of the team. And that's Garifan Van Wy, who's a great player, great fourth liner. But that fourth line is kind of their second line, so that's not good. And it's going to be a couple years here, because the way college hockey recruiting works is Michigan is now recruiting like 15-year-olds. So like it takes them a while to actually get on campus. The 2020 class is like the first real like male class, which is crazy because this is his second year, and there's like another year before his first real recruiting class happens. So it's just going to be – I just want to hit fast forward on the program because – they need more talent than they have right now, and that's going to take a minute.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, they're a 500 team, and they struggled, and it's what they're going to be this year. And unless they get real hot in the Big Ten tournament, that's it. They're out of the NCAAs this year.
Yeah, I do want to. This is not a Michigan question, just a general question. What kind of pro do you guys think Kyler Murray's going to be?
If he goes the right place.
Yeah, no, I think so many of these prospects, it's about what system they get into, who their coaching is. I mean, is Josh Rosen as bad as he was last year? Yeah, I don't think he's that bad. I don't think he's.
Do you think Kyler Murray is a top 10 NFL draft pick? I mean,
depends. Aren't the Cardinals taking him at number one, shipping Rosen out? Isn't that the latest rumor?
I mean,
Kingsbury came out and said Rosen is our guy. After the rumor started.
After all that stuff?
You know, if I'm there at number 5 and I'm a the Detroit Lions. I'll take a swing.
He's a 5'9 quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he was 5'7. No, 5'9. He's all
he's
the way
5'9 and 3
he's quarters. He's taller than Juwan
something
Morgan.
Out of Oklahoma. Yeah.
That's he all
measured
I know.
In socks at 5'9 and like 3 quarters.
I know, but like.
So that's shorter than Russell Wilson. That's shorter than Drew Brees. That's shorter than Baker Mayfield.
But like, if you put him in the Oklahoma ish system, it'll work. Like, he's just never wow. have a tight end, never have a fullback. Just go and play it like that and see what happens.
But who's going to do that right now in the NFL?
I don't know. The Chiefs?
Dude, someone's going to take a chance the Chiefs with, that, already with have a yeah, high I mean, upside
not
quarterback.
The Chiefs, but like the Chiefs.
Right. And you know, this came the up Giants. Because in the Free Press this morning, there was the columnist was like, mm-hmm. take Kyler Murray with number 8. And he used Patrick Mahomes. He's 6'3 with an otherworldly arm that can throw exceptionally accurately on the move.
He was also relatively overlooked in that draft, right? I mean, I know Kansas City had to trade up to 10-ish to get him. But
Kyler Murray is like also Mike Vick, right? Like he is that athletic. He is that fast.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be negated a little bit when you're against NFL defenses.
It didn't negate it for Mike Vick. Like
Mike Vick was I would say he's much bigger than him, bigger and faster.
I mean, he's bigger, but he's not faster.
I think he was faster.
Really? What's he going to time out in the 40?
We'll see. I don't think he'll
4.3.
I have to look up what Mike Vick timed.
Run faster than Juwan Morgan.
No, I mean, for today's show right there, folks. Juwan Morgan. Is a legit
at his pro day he did a 4.33.
He did a 4.33. Wow. Okay. Vic did 4.33.
Vic did a 4.33.
Oh, okay. Kyler Murray is 4.33, dude.
Right, you don't think he's 4.33?
I don't think he's 4.33.
I give him a chance to be sub.
He's also 25 pounds stronger or thicker than Murray, right. And that's one of my concerns. He was 3 inches taller and 25 pounds.
Quarterbacks don't get hit in the NFL anymore.
Lions, unless the Lions need to take
these. Depends on your
NFL
line.
What NFL are you watching, dude?
They throw a flag whenever you touch them.
Okay, I got you on that. That'll do it for today's show. Coming up next, Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Tomorrow on this show, John U. Bacon. Obviously, in his regular segment and much more. Here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Accumulistic.